Thank you, Cleve. Happy New Year, everyone. It's lovely to see all of you. I hope you had a good Christmas and New Year celebrations. We certainly did. It was fantastic to be in Northern Ireland for Claire and Arish's wedding. It went brilliantly. It was a lovely, lovely time. I'll show you some photos on my phone if you want to see them afterwards. It was beautiful. So we're going to think about that passage that Cleve just read. This is kind of like finishing off our Jeremiah series, really. So we've been in Jeremiah for a long time. This is the final one, and then we're going to start a new series next week. Whenever we reach a crossroads in life, we have to choose, don't we? And as we stand at the beginning of the new year, we have to choose. It's like we're at a crossroads. When you're at a crossroads, you have to decide, don't you? Which direction am I going in? If you were at that crossroads, you have to choose. Which path am I going to take? And as we think now about the year ahead, the year that faces us, which path will you take? Which direction will your life go in? In Jeremiah 6:16, we are urged to make the right choice. God says, choose well. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. Now notice what that verse says. It says, stand and look. So it's as if God is saying to us, slow down, stop. Don't rush ahead into the new year. Just stand for a minute. Look around. Look at the year ahead and think, which way am I going to go in? He wants us to think carefully about what path or paths we're going to take as we journey through the new year. What direction we're going to go. And he wants us to walk in the ancient paths. Now, in the verse, the Hebrew word for ancient, it means eternal or forever. So what the verse is saying is, walk in the eternal paths which last forever. And what are they? They're God's paths. Because he's the ancient one, the ancient of days. He's the eternal one. He is forever. And those paths are laid out, described to us in the Bible. So we are being told by God as we start the new year, he's saying, walk my way. Choose my paths. Now, the writers of the Psalms and the Proverbs, they speak often about God's paths. So I have an exercise for you, okay, an activity. I want you to get out your phones and I want you to get on your Bible app, or if you don't have one, go on a website, use Bible Gateway, that's a good one, and I want you to follow these instructions on the screen. Search up path in your Bible app, okay, and then look at the verses which come up in Psalms and Proverbs. I don't want you to look through the whole Bible. That would take too long. But just focus on the verses that come up, the verses which contain path or paths in the Psalms and the Proverbs. And I'm going to give you a few minutes now to do that. And I want you to scroll through and choose your favorite verse, okay? Either from the Psalms or from the Proverbs. And then I'm going to see if anyone wants to read that verse out. I'll go around with the mic, okay? If you don't have a smartphone, then just try and find somebody who does, and or move towards somebody who does, and they can show you so you can be part of this, okay? So I'll just give us a few minutes to do that, and then we can share together our favourite verses which contain path or paths in it from Psalms or Proverbs. The Bible does mention, especially in Psalms or Proverbs, the concept of paths a lot, doesn't it? And of course, back then, there weren't so much roads and things. It was a lot of footpaths. It urges us to choose the right path. And at the beginning of the new year, as I said, I want to ask us all, what path will we take? Will we choose to take God's path or some other path? Are there areas in your Christian life where you're not walking God's way? Perhaps friends you know you have that are not a good influence on you. Perhaps scrolling through your phone instead of spending time with God. Maybe you've got into a habit of walking down the path of disobeying your parents or lying to them. Perhaps you're walking down the path of looking at things on the internet that you know are wrong, you shouldn't look at. Or perhaps you've gone down the path in 2025 a lot of times of gossiping about people when you know you shouldn't. You know God says that's the wrong path to take. The new year is a new opportunity to change, isn't it? To change direction. To get off that path onto a new path, which is God's path, and to walk in it. So let's just take a moment of silence now to think about our lives as Christians and what direction we're going to take and what path we're on. Whether we need to get off maybe a wrong path that we've been walking on, part of our life, area of our life, or we're definitely on the wrong path, maybe we want to change paths and get back to God. Let's have a moment of silent reflection now. So think about that as we start the new year. And I want to talk to you if you're not a Christian, okay? Specifically, I want to talk to you now, if you haven't yet trusted in Jesus. Jeremiah 6:16 says, ask where the good way is and walk in it. Now, what's that referring to? Where is the good way? How can you walk in it? Well, the answer is in the New Testament, where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the good way, because he is the way to be rescued. He is the way to be forgiven. He is the way to eternal life. He is the way to be accepted by God. He is the way to have a deeper joy and happiness. Lots of other things give us happiness, but they tend to not last very long. Through Jesus, we get a deeper happiness, which the Bible calls joy, which continues even when things don't go so well in our lives, because we know that God is with us. God's got us. And Jesus offers us assurance, so we're not scared about what will happen to us after we die. Because we've got Jesus, because we've trusted in him, we know that we're forgiven. We know he has taken the punishment we deserve. So we'll go to heaven when we die, not a place of eternal separation from God that the Bible calls hell. That's the good way. Jesus is that good way. That's why we're urged to walk in it. So I want to ask you this morning, at the start of this year, will you walk with Jesus through your life? If you're not a Christian, will you choose him rather than choose yourself to be king of your life? Will you trust in him and believe in him? Say, yes, Jesus, I am a sinner, but you died for sinners. Thank you, and I'm going to be with you and stay with you and follow you, not just this year, but through my whole life. That's the challenge I want to give you if you're not a Christian this morning. But why should we? Why should we walk in the ancient paths? Well, verse 16 again tells us. It says, because we will find rest for your souls. Walk in it and you will find rest for your souls. And in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, Jesus says the same thing. Come to me and you will find rest for your souls. And this is a wonderful, wonderful benefit and blessing of walking in those paths, walking God's way. Because when we come to Jesus, we find peace. It's how our souls can find rest. Maybe as we come to the new year, this point, this kind of junction between the old and the new, maybe you feel weary and burdened by anxiety and worry. Maybe things have happened in the past year which have worried you. Maybe you're facing things in this new year which burden you. Give them to Jesus. And he takes that burden off us and gives us rest. Maybe your soul is troubled about where you'll spend eternity, whether God accepts you. Again, come to Jesus and he takes that worry, that burden off you and says, I will take you safe through death and into eternity. Is your soul uneasy? Come to Jesus. Tell him. Unburden yourself. Give him all the things that you're uneasy about. And he offers you that rest. Cast your burdens on him, the Bible says. Tell Jesus your worries. Because he cares for you. When we try and do it ourselves, when we try and say, I can shoulder my burdens, I'm going to face this year in my own strength, it just wears us down. And the worries tend to get greater and greater. But giving them to God lightens us. So they're still there, but he's bearing them. So let's do that and find rest for our souls. And I want to finish with a final thought. The people in Jeremiah's time, God's good and peace-giving way was put before them by Jeremiah. But they didn't want anything to do with it. We see in verse 17 they said this. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. That's quite shocking really, isn't it? They were offered God's way through Jeremiah, the prophet, but they refused. They said, we're going to stick our fingers in our ears. We're not listening to God. We're not listening to you, Jeremiah. That was them back then. What about you and me now? God still speaks through his word, through preachers and his people. How are we going to respond? Will you listen to God? Will you walk in his paths? What choice will you make at the start of this new year? Amen.